Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Samach Vav, mitzvah 366, as we continue in Parshas Naso, and we are up to the second of three mitzvos related to Sota. Three related to Sota, and then 10 related to Nazir. So yesterday we spoke about the mitzvahs Asei regarding Sota, the mitzvah of Sota, which is either on the husband or on the Kohanim, as we discussed the machlokas yesterday between the Rambam and the Chinuch, and today we have the first of the two Isurei Daraisa related to Sota. The first is today's Isser. The Torah tells us that when the karban is brought of the Isha, there is an Isser de Oraisa for the Kohen to sacrifice it in the way that it is usually sacrificed. The Pasuk tells us in Perek Hey, Pasuk Tes Vav, Vehevia Isha Ishto ala Kohen, Vehevias Karbana Aleha, and he brings the karban, Asiris Hoefa Kamach Saorim, it's a karban mincha, a flour karban made out of barley flour. Lo yitzok aleha shemen. There is an iser de oraisa to pour oil on it. Usually, part of the definition of a karban mincha is flour, oil, and frankincense. And yet, in a karban, maybe even salt also, melach. But a karban mincha, no oil, no lavona. And there is an iser de oraisa to add oil to this karban. Why? And the Torah gives a reason. And we'll have to explain it. But ki minchas kina'os hu. It is a mincha of jealousy, mincha zikaron, maskeres avon. It is a mincha that reminds of a sin. So this is the Isser Daraisa related to today's mitzvah 366, the Isser of putting oil on a karban of a sota. Just a couple of other points, though, generally related to sota, which we could talk about yesterday, today, or the next time we do the last one. And that is first the Ramban. I didn't quote the Ramban inside yesterday. I mentioned it, but it's really the Ramban's lashon, so I wanted to quote that. The Ramban says, in this context of sota, that this is, let me just find the lashon of the Ramban. Vihine, ein b'chol mishpatei haTorah davar tali b'neis. There is nothing else in the halachic world that relies on a miracle. Zulasi ha'inyin hazeh, except for this, right? Name me, right? Trivia question. Name a mitzvah that depends on a miracle. What other mitzvah? This is it. Misha Sota, she drinks something, her stomach blows up. Shupela v'neis kavua she yaseh b'Yisrael b'yosam rubam osim ritzono shalmakam. When we're doing ritzono shalmakam, that's when we have this neis occur to us. And as the Chinuch quoted yesterday, it is a special gift to Am Yisrael that no other nation has such a gift. That you know, if they're choshish, their wives, that's it, or their husbands, that's it. Nothing to do. But as we mentioned yesterday, this is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the husband and the wife to get back together in perfect and without any chashos in their love, and therefore he created this. Obviously, once Misharabu Hamanafin, once Bnei Yisrael were not on the level to merit such hashkacha, that it stopped working and they stopped using it. That's what we said. But the Ramban points that out. That's the lashon of the Ramban. Eino ein b'chol mishpatei haTorah davar atali b'neis zulasi b'inyan hazeh. This is the only thing that's tali on a neis. Okay, number one. Number two, the other point I wanted to mention relating to the Parsha of Sota is a beautiful Aznayim LaTorah. Aznayim LaTorah talks about, as we have been discussing, what is the process? The water comes from dirt, comes from the earth in the Mikdash, and mixed with water, and then you put in the cloth, which we spoke about a little bit. We'll talk hopefully more about the Megillah, and then she drinks the water. Why is dirt and Shem Hashem? Why this mixture? Says the Aznayim LaTorah, Kasha Yatzar Hashem es Adam Harishon. When Hashem created man, lokach afar min ha'adama, asher mitachas ha'mizbeach. How was man created? Adam min ha'adama, from the earth. Kadosh Baruch Hu took earth, mimakom kaparaso, earth from the makom of the mizbeach, v'gavol osam b'mayim, and he kneaded it with water. Man was created with water and dirt. Ki isha megabelas yisasa b'mayim, like a woman needs dough. V'nafach ba'apav nishmas chayim, and then breathed into him a neshama. V'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. That was the original creation. Kadosh Baruch Hu took dirt and water and blew in a neshama. But after Adam and after Chava, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, now we're a team. I did everything the first time. But now we're a team. Ves Yetziras Hadoros Habayim Masar Hashem LeIsha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Isha, who was later called Chava, B'shita V'ma'ish, as the Gemara says in Nida. What does the father give? What does the mother give? What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu give? Now it's a team effort. Ha'horim nosin levlad es ha'afar v'hamayim. The physical ingredients that make up a person, make up a baby, comes from the parents. V'Hashem still gives the neshama. That hasn't changed. from Adam. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Whenever a baby is born, we should realize at that second, maybe even before, maybe in utero. He's already learning in utero. He obviously has an Hashem already. But there's some level that happens. But that's the same. As the Gemara says, Rachman al-Islan, when it's time for a person to pass on, Hashem takes his chelik back. He takes the neshama, and he leaves the guf. Right, the guf is there. Everything that was given by the husband, the father, and the mother, it's still there. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes his neshama, and that is what's left, the guf, and that has to be buried. Meniach lefneim. That's background. Ukisha Isha Osa Ratzon Baila, and where the husband and the wife are getting along, and they're bringing the Shekhinah into their house, and as the Gemara says, when there's the Ish and the Isha, and they're on the Shekhinah, the Yud of the Ish, and the Hay of the Isha, wonderful! The Shutafabi, Yitziris Havlad Asher Bashamayim, Makol Beseder. That's perfect and wonderful. Aval Isha Kisisto Malamal. But when the wife strays, in this case, we spoke about it. Also the husband also gets punished as well, but the context of the Torah is when the wife strays, Beis Meilos Ma'ala Ma'al, she's being Ma'al against the other two partners. That's the double Lashon. Two partners, B'shnei HaShutfim, B'isha U'ba Hashem. The other one, the other partner, Oz Al HaKohen, if that's what's happening, so what does the Kohen do? Lakachas Ofar Mikarka HaMishkan V'nosin Alamayim Kachim. He takes water, he takes earth, like originally, like the original Yetzirah. He takes water and earth, Zecher, to the first Yetzirah, and gives it to the woman, Umashkas Isha Lomarla, Shekav Yachol Nicham Hashem. As if to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in your Shutfis anymore. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave human beings water and earth, and in you, the woman, that's where it's created. But as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm not interested in your input. Shehishtatef b'yitziras isha zos, hamo'elas b'shnei shutfel yitziras adoros. V'im tigron l'mechikas Hashem, alamayim, and if she drinks it, k'deshet inikia b'nei baylo yikach hashutaf hagimol, v'chulu v'chulu, he continues, this is connecting back to the original Yitzira. Unbelievable, that's from the Aznayim LaTorah, right here, about the Isha Sota. One other ha'ara before we get into the specific isser related to the oil, and that is something that Minchas Chinuch brought up yesterday, and that is Umo'ala Ma'al, the isser of the Mi'ila element, that pasuk in the Torah is a source for a very important halacha. It's quoted, it's in the Tshuva of the Maharik, one of the early Achronim, but it's quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes this in the end of Ebenezer, all the way at the end of Ebenezer, Kuf Ayin Ches. The Maharik has the following shaila. A woman was Mizana, and she comes and afterwards and says, I didn't realize that Znus was Aser. Omer Mutter. She thought Judaism believed in open relationships. I didn't realize it. The rest of the world believes in it, so I didn't know Judaism doesn't believe in it. Is she Asur Labayla? We know, usually a woman is raped, Rahman al-Islan, Ne'ansa, she's Muteris Labayla. Muteris, unless it's Eishas Kohen. But usually Muteris Labayla. If she is Beritzona, Asur Labayla. She's Mizana Beritzona. What is this considered? Omer Mutter. Says the Ramah, quoting the Marik in Kufay and Ches Gimel. Gedola shezinsa b'shogeg shesavra shabailahu. If a woman is Mizana because she thinks she's with her husband and it came out not to be her husband, that's Muteris Labaila. Even though the act was Beritzona, she thought she was with her husband. So that's considered shogeg and that's considered Muteris Labayla. Aval zinsa shesavra shem mutter lizanos. But if she thinks it's mutter davznus, havi kemezida vasur labayla Yisrael. That's amazing. That's amazing that she's asur labayla. Explains the Maharik why. Why? She thought it, she didn't know it was asur. Why isn't that like shogeg? Explains the Maharik, the Beis Shmuel quotes it, because what's the mechayiv, what's the halachic generator of the asur labayla? The halachic generator is an act of rebellion against the husband. A maisa merit, based on our pasuk, u'ma'ala ma'al. She violated the connection, the covenant that she has with her husband. Boom! That's Issur L'Baila. It doesn't matter if she thought it was an aveira or not. Doesn't matter. She's Issur L'Baila. Learned out from our pasuk. That's what she quotes here. U'bezem yushav delo tiksha omer mutter avi shogeg. That's why if you look, let's say, in other cases, let's say a person thought murder was mutter. Right, Omer Mutter, does he go to Galus? Does he, right? So the Gemara talks about that in Makkos also. But here, Omer Mutter by Znus, Asur Labayla. We might not put it to death, but asur labayla because it is a maisa merid against her husband. This also the Ma'arik explains a well-known shita of the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this twice. Again, it's well-known. We're going to make it well-known right now. Those who aren't aware of it, the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Sota and in Hilchos Isurei Bia, and that is: what if a person is mefate a katana? We have to think of this in terms of the olden days. People got married much younger. Much younger. I was just reading that the Binyan Shlomo Mivilna, wrote about his brother. His brother was nifter before. His brother got married at 11. It's the beginning of the 1800s. Not so long ago. And he already knew a couple of Siddurim of Shas by heart. Right? So people did things at a younger age in those days. Right? So let's say a person is mezaneh with a katana, and he is mefateher. The Gemara says, pitui katana onesu. Is seducing a katana, she is not liable. It's called nanas. It's called rape because she's a lav bardas in this regard, and therefore she's not put to death. Right? Onesu. It's here ones. But the Rambam paskins asur labayla. The Rambam says, he quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says pitui katana onesu. Gemara in Yevamos. But the Gemara Rambam says in Beis Dalad in Hilchos Sota katana sheisi avia im zines persona, a katana that was married daraisa, right, married to by her father, neesra al bayla. Boom. Asur labayla. The Ravid says, what are you talking about? Pitui katana onesu. What are you talking about? And there's no asura. So the Ravid can't believe it. So what's the sheet of the Rambam? Asur labayla. Says the Maharik. Because the isur labayla doesn't depend on a maisa aveira. The katana didn't do an aveira. But it was still a maisa mered against her husband. And therefore, she is asur labayla for that reason. Even though she is a katana. Amazing Rambam. He says that two places. In Beis Dalin and in Hilchos Sota. And he repeats it in Hilchos Isurei Bia. Paragimol halacha base, right? She's abol aktana eishes agadol im kitcha via harizeh bechenek v'hi peturim iklum v'neasra al baila. An amazing Rambam. Okay, let's get into today's isser. This was today's isser, but let's get into the specifics. And that is the isser on the kohen to pour oil onto the sota's mincha. Mishar shiha mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Sina zecharno lavracha. The Medrash says, why am I not allowed to put oil onto the flour that I bring? Every other carbon mincha, almost, has oil mixed with it. Kedei shelo yehe korbana mehudar. Oil makes the carbon beautiful and delicious. Right? What happens to most carbonas? After I do the kmitza, after I take off a little oil and burn it, it's eaten by the kohanim. Except if it's a mincha of a kohen, then it's totally burnt. But if it's a mincha by a Yisrael, so a kohen is kashi kachim. Yisrael can't eat it, but a kohen, may the male kohanim eat it. But it will be beautiful with oil. This carbon is not beautiful. Shahashem and kari or vihiyasta b'choshech. Shem and oil is called light. Week and a half, we're going to be lighting, right? Or the Or of Chanukah, vihiyasta b'choshech, and she acted in darkness. Inappropriate to have oil as part of her carbon. And also, va'asta maisa behema, shenirbas lakol, she did an animalistic act. And therefore, lefichach, minchasa geru, liosar. That's why her mincha is low level, inferior. Number one, no oil. Number two, it's the only carbon that's made out of barley. One of two carbon minchas that come from barley. Right? All other carbonos, mincha, come from wheat. This one comes from barley. Why? Because barley is animal food. Wheat is known as human consumption food, while barley is animal food. She did an animalistic act. Her carbon comes from ma'achal sa'orim. Right? This halach is quoted many times. Pesach time, because we know the carbon of Omer brought on the second day of Pesach also comes from the first barley. The Shtei HaLechem, which comes on Shavuos, that comes from the first grain. Many of the Baalei Machshava explain because the process of Sefiras HaOmer is going from the level, the 49th level of Tumah that we were on, the lowest level, we were on the level of animals, Machal Seorin, barley, going all the way up to Shtei HaLechem, which is brought on Shavuos, which is the carbon from wheat flour. That's the process of going from level of Behema to level of an Adam. Right? So that's they learn that way. How do you know Machal Behema? You learn it from Sota right here. The Haramban Kasav, and the Ramban adds on, not the Ramban that I read before, but Kasav Inyan Karbanashol Sot, Al-Sadab Shakam Kain. The Ramban also said, he's going to quote it, so I'll just read it from here. Ki HaKarbanazeh HaBal Mevios HaMishalo. The husband brings it from his own flour. Kinaso Shekina Bakadish Yidko Mashem Niknaso Mimena. To give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the chance to punish her, if she was guilty. Vitama Saorim, Titiya Sa'ara Sashem Chema, to play on words. Saorim is barley, Sa'ara is anger, a storm. Sa'ara Sashem Chema Yotza, Vechulu, and he continues. And that's why he says we use a klicheres, because a klicheres is simen shetishave, she'll be broken. Vechena Afro, also the dirt, she's going to return to the dirt. It's all to be mafrid her, it's all to try to get her to admit before Hashem's name has to be erased. Specifically, the oil the Ramban does not talk about. So why oil? So we mentioned one idea from Chazal, that it makes it beautiful. The Chinuch has another idea. The Chinuch's other idea is as follows. The Ramban didn't say, oil doesn't mix with other liquids. Oil floats above. Sometimes people, for their menorah, they want to get the oil, they don't want to use the whole glass as oil, they put some water in. So the water raises up, the oil goes to the top. Oil floats on water. V'ata asota, shekilkala ma'aseha, v'yasira ba'ala migvira, v'nitna lamata b'shavala b'zayon. This woman lowered herself. Oil goes to the top. She lowered herself, ein ra'ui, lahavi b'karbana ha'shemen ha'nichbad. It's inappropriate to have oil, which is the raised up symbol. Shehu nachon la'ora v'legdula l'mashchaba malachim. We use it to anoint kings. We use it to anoint kohanim gedolim. It's inappropriate for her to have this oil mixed into her karban. V'kala l'anyanach savinu b'ahem. Obviously, as he always says, every detail of every mitzvah is to teach us. L'sakin machsheves ha'osim b'malacha. That we learn the lessons. V'lasei salibam ki amakulka b'maisav kol derachav yavo b'cherpa. To teach us that somebody who acts in this way will be embarrassed and will be misbayesh from their actions. Another just idea to mention in terms of the hashkafa of this isser, and that is oil is separated from other liquids. She did not separate herself when she was supposed to be separated. So maybe it's not just what the chinuch says about the raised up and lower down, but the separate issue. Oil is always separate. She did not separate. And that's why her punishment, she doesn't get the oil in her carbon. One. Another beautiful chazal just to mention, related to the oil and the dirt of the Isha Sota, is the Beis HaLevi, which we mentioned various times in the past. Beis HaLevi in Vayera, where Avram Avinu is bargaining to try to save stone, and in the process he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know I'm a nothing, but please, I want to bargain. And what does he say? Anochi Afar Va'efer. I am like dirt and ashes. The Chazal, the Gemara in Maseches Chulin says, Afar va'efer, bischar sha'amar Avraham, anochi afar va'efer, zocha. Bischus that Avraham said, I'm like dirt and ashes, he was zocha to the afar sota and the efer paraduma. That's the Gemara. Chulin daf pechesim abeis. To ask the Beis HaLevi, what's the connection between Avram saying he's so humble, Afra v'Efer, I'm like a nothing, and he's zochet to the mitzvah of Afra Sota and the Efer of the Paraduma, the ashes of the Paraduma that are mixed in to make somebody tahar. Says the Beis HaLevi beautifully, that ashes has a past, but has no future. Right? Ashes was something. It was burned. You burned something. It used to be something. It has a past. It has no future. You can't plant anything in ashes. Ashes is just ashes. It has nothing to do with it. Dirt is the opposite. Dirt has no past. It's dirt. It was created as dirt. But it has a future. I could plant something in the dirt. I could use the dirt to build something in. Dirt has a future, but has no past. Avram Avinu says, Anochi Afar Va'efer. I'm like nothing. He was so humble. I have no past. I'm like Afar. I have no future. I'm like Afar. I have no past. I'm a nothing. Bischus that declaration, Chazal say he was zochet to the Afar Sota and the Afar of the Paraduma. What does each of those do? Avram Avinu says, I'm like dirt. I have no past. What does the Afar of Sota do? It gives the woman a past. It clears up what happened. She's innocent so that she can go back to her husband. It gives her a past. And the Paraduma, Avram Avinu says, I have no future. I'm like ashes. The Afar of the Paraduma is mitar somebody. Now they can eat karbanis. Now they can go into the Beis HaMikdash. Now they have a future. They can handle truma and related. That's Anochi Afar Va'efer. That's the Beis HaLevi and Afar and Afar. Vaiter. Continuing, mitzvah zu dinam mevoras b'kasuv ein laharachba. This halach is clear. No oil on the carbon. V'no heges bizman habayis. This mitzvah applies bizman hamikdash k'mosh kasavra lamala, as we said earlier. B'seder zeh b'mitzvah sota. Shein mashkin asota el bezer shel shimon v'yachud b'mikdash. The mitzvah only applies when we have a Sanhedrin agadol. When we have the bezin of 71, That is the only time when there is this mitzvah. The Kohen over al zeh, the yatzak shem b'mincha sota. If the Kohen does pour oil on the mincha, so it's an isadaraisa. Over ala viloke. It's just like eating treif. Just like eating treif, you're going to get malchus. Pouring oil on the carbon of a sota is a isser de'oraisa. Good. Maybe one other ha'ara to finish off with, and then next time we'll continue with the last mitzvah of sota. There is an interesting, maybe we'll just mention the Gemara now. Where else does Efer, offer sota come up? Gemara Masech Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Nun Gimel, the end of the Masechta. The Gemara tells us when David HaMelech he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, but when he was digging the foundations for the Beis HaMikdash, remember, he bought the land. He knew where it was going to be built. Shlomo built it. But when he was digging the foundation, he was digging the shisin, which are the pipes in the ground underneath the Mizbeach, he, by mistake, right, sometimes like you're a contractor and you cut a pipe and there's suddenly water all over the place. David HaMelech went down and he cut one of the metahom, one of the natural springs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world. And it started shooting up and it was gonna flood the world. So David HaMelech says, Ha'im yesh mishi yodea in mutu liktov Hashem Hashem al charis? Does anybody know if I can write Shem Hashem on a shard and throw it into the water to stop it? Can anybody figure it out? I don't know the halacha. David HaMelech asks, Achitofel was there, who later rebelled against him and committed suicide. Achitofel was there and said, I have a kal v'chomer. Uma laso shalom beinish l'ishto. If to bring peace between a husband and a wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says my name could be rubbed out, laso shalom l'chol ha'olam kulo, alachas kama v'kama. To save the world, to have shalom in the whole world, not just between two people, surely it's mutter. David says, good kal v'chomer, learned from Sota, he throws in Shem Hashem, and it is closed up. That's why he had to call Achitofel Rebbe, because Achitofel taught him something, even though later on he rebelled against him. But this is an important Gemara in Sukkah about Sota. Maybe next time Hashem, we'll talk about what the Achronim learn from this Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here.